views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I'm excited to be here today to kick off a series of shows on stress and how we deal with it. I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day, filled with, above all, gifts and love to self. Thank you, Benny, for steering this ship, and thank you, one and all, for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guest, Stuart L.V. Olson, an expert in the field of enlightening the self, who is the author of many books and DVDs on Tai Chi and Qigong, including the book we're talking about today called The Tao of No Stress. In the second half of the show, I'll be doing Elite Tarot card readings for you, with my guest sharing his unique perspectives. If you're interested in a reading or if have questions about dealing with stress, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. For those new to the show, just a brief bit about who I am. I'm a professional tarot card reader based in the other Washington. Outside Washington, D.C., that is. I do tarot card readings in person as well as over the phone or Skype worldwide. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a reading in person or over the phone or Skype, you can do so direct on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show. And the card that came to mind was the Chariot, which is card number 7 in the Major Arcana. In this card, you see a person of great strength and determination, regally moving forward to achieve whatever it is the person seeks. It is a card of ability and power. But that being said, there are 3 distinct parts to this card: head, heart, and feet. In order for the Chariot to move forward with ease, head, heart, and feet need to work with equal weight, 33%, 33%, 33%. You can also call those 3 parts mind, spirit, and body. The key is to integrate all, so you are not turning to one energy aspect to do all the hard work. My guest book, Tao of No Stress, even has the subtitle 3 Simple Paths, which can reflect this triad of tools in your power to release stress effectively. There's so many triggers to stress that we absorb sometimes silently into our system. Stress coming from finances, relationships, family, career issues, as well as no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, this is just a time of great uncertainty, which brings about its own form of stress to the mind, spirit, and body. So this is why I was so happy to have my guest on today to share tips and tools and his perspective on stress. Now, he doesn't know this. However, I have a little story to share about my guest book before I bring him on. So I received the book, Tao of No Stress, which I think is truly brilliant. It's an easy read, and yet it offers so much information in ways that are truly accessible. I brought his book with me to the car dealership where I was scheduled to have a routine oil change that was going to take about 1.5 hours. I'm sitting in the waiting area, reading his book, appreciating it from a practitioner's perspective, taking notes about questions I want to ask him in the interview and all that. I was halfway through the book when the guy from the dealership comes out and says somberly, "Eve, can you come with me for a moment?" Now, this is not something anybody wants to hear, because you know with total certainty what he wants to share with you is not, "You're all done, everything looks great." He proceeded to show me the underside of my car, which I'm about to trade in and did not want to put any more money into it, and said that basically my car is going to pretty much die on me if I don't immediately get new tires and a full alignment. And it'll be another 2.5 hours and many hundreds of dollars I had not wanted and or intended to spend. So I headed back to the waiting area filled with stress. It was ironic as I then plopped down in my chair, pissed off, feeling sorry for myself as I picked up the book, Tao of No Stress again. Only this time I was sitting in that area doing all the techniques in the book to reduce my sudden stress. So let me tell you, I need today's show and have lots of questions for my guest. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Stuart Elvey Olson is a world-renowned teacher, translator, and writer on Taoist philosophy, health, martial art, and internal arts. For over 25 years, he has studied and practiced Taoism, Chinese Buddhism, and Asian-related arts. And not only that, he's published more than 30 books, many of which appear in several foreign language editions. He can be found online at valleyspiritarts.com or sanctuaryoftao.org. So welcome, Stuart, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am so thrilled you're here. And because stress is something that we all deal with, and we also all kind of think we're dealing with it or we're just pushing it down. So I'm so glad that you're here to talk about it. Before we get into stress itself, I just want to back up just a little bit just to kind of set the scene here. What exactly is Taoism?
Well, Taoism, I mean, it's many things now. Originally, it was just primarily a philosophy of living within nature. There's an old line in one of the texts that reads, "Contemplate nature, maintain the principles of nature, and all are done." Meaning, if we learn how to live according to what nature is, life just gets a lot simpler. There was Saint Augustine once said, "There's no such thing as a miracle, only unknown laws to nature." So all the answers that we need to live well in this life exist within nature itself. So something as simple as just looking at a tree can help reduce stress. So Taoism has, it's developed into many things. You can get into ritual and magic. You can get into internal alchemy. Feng Shui is part of Taoism. Tai Chi, meditation, etc. But originally, it was just a philosophy of learning how to live well. And one of the most common statements in Taoism is Wei Wu Wei, which normally gets translated as active non-action. But it's better to think of it in terms of active non-calculation, meaning we all, throughout our day, sit and try to calculate things. We are trying to manipulate things to work towards our betterment, so to speak. And it is within that calculation that we develop stress. We have anxiety about wanting something or not getting it, We fool ourselves all the time into stress. There's a wonderful old story in Taoism about a man who walks into a room, a dark room, and he sees a snake on the floor, and he freaks out. But then he turns on the light, and he sees it's a stick. We do this to ourselves all the time. Somebody that may get a message from the phone company saying, if you don't pay your bill, your phone's going to get disconnected, et cetera. And we can stress out about such things. But we usually find within all of these problems, we usually find that the solution is really quite simple, like calling the phone company and telling them you'll pay a week later. And then they go, okay, that's fine. And then all of a sudden, oh, God, but we put ourselves through stress all the time, and usually for no reason. Because we just simply got too much into calculating outcomes of things. And it's better to just let nature take its course, so to speak. We don't have to be in a constant state of stress.
Sometimes we even choose that stress. I mean, is there a lot of people, and I am one of them sometimes, where I feel, unless I have that stress, I'm not going to be effective.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's basically just an anxiety about accomplishment. Taoism looks at ambition as almost a disease sense, and doesn't mean that we don't get things done. It's how we get them done. There's a great story about this, about a Zen master that visits these people's home, and they have dinner, and when dinner's done, the husband wants to go sit in the living room and talk great deep thoughts with his Zen master, and his wife is kind of stuck in the kitchen having to clean up dishes. And the Zen master gets up and he says, let's go do the dishes, and that confuses the husband. And the Zen master basically tells him, you find your peace, and we can have great thoughts while we do the dishes. Doing the dishes is not a task. It's an opportunity, meaning we look at things sometimes as like tasks, things we don't want to do. But within doing them, we find a kind of a great relief. So we sometimes just overlook the idea of, and we don't pay enough attention to ourselves, that all these things we have to do during the day, they're opportunities. They're not tasks. So,
I love it. Absolutely. Well, we have a lot more to talk about. Thank you for that story, though. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Stuart L.V. Olson, author of Tao of No Stress. I'll be doing readings also later in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Taoist teacher and author of Tao of No Stress, Stuart L.V. Olson. I'll also be doing tarot card readings shortly with Stuart, offering his awesome perspectives. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you're feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Stuart, I have more questions for you, but before that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you and what you're working on?
Well, they can go to either, I have two different websites. One is valleyspiritarts.com. That's basically the publishing website. And the teaching website is at sanctuaryofdao.org. And that's where we get, you know, that's more kind of the website that I teach through.
So people can, from wherever they are, they can work with you?
Yeah. On the website, Sanctuary of Tao, first of all, there's just a ton of recordings that they can listen to and get information about Taoism and, you know, its kind of principles. And I also do some online teaching. But for the past 3 years, I haven't actually went out. I used to teach all the time. When I was with Master Leon, we traveled almost constantly. But I've had obviously needed the time. I'm trying to finish up all the books that I've ever wanted to do. I got six left.
So oh, my gosh.
I've been kind of a recluse on that level. So.
Plus, you don't want to get too stressed.
Well, yeah, true.
Well, and that kind of is our topic today. And so we were talking before the break about Taoism and how it can be, no matter where you are in and what your belief structure is, there's still elements of Taoism, that philosophy, that you can use to help reduce stress. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes. Totally accurate.
And stress itself, well, I guess I want to step back one more moment. We talk a lot when it comes to energy and using that energy effectively to reduce stress. We talk a lot about the word qi. And what is chi? Because I think that we talk a lot, oh, we need to move the chi, but what exactly is that?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of misnomers about what it is. I mean, we can get all mystical about it, but it serves really no function for people. Basically, chi is an energy about us that in Taoism, you have, you know, three separate kind of energies to your body. There's Jing, which they call essence, which are basically the fluids of your body. And then you have Qi, and I'll get back to that in a second. And then you have Shun, spirit, which is basically our ability to be conscious. So Taoism always looks at it from the standpoint that, you know, we have a body, and, you know, we're mostly water. We're four-fifths water. So we make use of that. The other thing is when you get to qi is the energy that actually animates us. It allows you to lift your hand over your head. You might think that's just muscle, but there's an energy that has to be behind those muscles, and that's what they call qi. And then there's shun, which makes the whole body, everything, your existence conscious. But what I'd like to, you know, to kind of tell people is qi is this energy about us. It, in many ways, it's electrical. I mean, they once did a, just read a study about this, that our body produces a great deal of electricity, but if they actually, you know, if they hooked a meter up to you and had to bill you for it, your body would cost you about $1.70 a year.
Wow.
Yeah, but think of all the things we do with our bodies and the energy that that takes. So qi, when you start getting in, they start talking about pulses and meridians. Yes, it is this energy, but it's based on your blood flow. It's based on this kind of electrical impulse. Like your heart has impulses that are run by these very microcurrents of electricity that in Chinese medicine is produced from qi. They call this energy qi. And qi, as a Chinese character, when you read it, it's an ideogram showing rice being cooked in a pot and the vapors coming off the top, like steam. And we already know that steam is very powerful. We can run a locomotive off of it. Even though it's very flimsy and it doesn't seem to be very substantial, there's a great deal of energy in qi. In steam. So likewise in our body, as we start developing heat from what we call, you know, increased blood circulation, that qi starts producing an energy. We have a lot of it when we're young, as we know. When we're young, we can run and play until we drop. As we get older, we start losing some of that energy. And Taoism is just, for the most part, when you think of all these exercises, whether it's Tai Chi, meditation, Qigong, basically what you're trying to do is restore that energy you had when you were young. You know, Taoism has a great saying, you know, it's a greeting actually, where they say, may you have youthfulness in your old age, because that's when it's really useful. So we try, like my teacher, Master Liang, he lived to be 102. And I met him when he was 82.
Wow.
And he had more energy than guys my age. And I was 32 at the time. And, you know, and but he was very practical about this idea of qi in the sense that, yeah, we learn certain things to help develop it within ourselves. But for the most part, it comes down to really learning how to increase our blood circulation. And any doctor now will tell you, you know, the biggest killer in this country is stress. And stress a lot of times comes from just having bad blood circulation, meaning we develop heart problems, we develop arthritis, we can even all the way right up to dementia. You know, if we had good blood circulation throughout our life, then our internal organs stay healthy and the rest of us stay healthy. So qi is a very difficult thing to define in a word because as a character, it means breath. It means, you know, this kind of energy, electrical type energy. It means a vital energy. And it has, you know, all sorts of mystical connotations as well. But it also means heat. So by learning to keep the body warm, we gain greater blood circulation. That warm blood gets through our body and then starts affecting over time as it kind of adheres to the bone. It starts creating more bone marrow. And that's kind of one of the secrets of all of this talk in Taoism about, you know, meditation, etc., is that we are trying to transform and get back the bone marrow we had when we were young. I mean, everybody knows you can watch kids play and they can fly off the couch and land on the floor. They don't break anything. And it's because their bones are still pliable. As we get older, let's say you're 75, 80 years old and you fall, you can pretty much count your days because your bones are brittle and it's like an earthquake in your body. And that will create more disease, more illness. So, you know, just quickly, it really comes down to if we want qi, we have to learn to be calm. It doesn't come about through stress. And the whole idea of just finding some tranquility in the things we do, not to, like we were just talking about before, this kind of overreaction to things. You know, and you said something in your intro that I'd like to comment on when you were talking about the stress of finances. First of all, everybody listening to this should know one thing. Financial problems are the best to have. And the reason they're the best to have is because the solution is simple. Money.
That is true. I definitely want to kind of pause there because we're just going to take a quick break. But I want to definitely come back to this and talk more about that stress and and what we can do with our own power to help reduce stress. So we are going to just take another quick break. When we come back, we've got more talking to do. We're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Many of us have patterns that have been long held in our field. We attract the same energies, take the same jobs, go to the same toolkits of experience and survival. That is a lot of what patterns are about: security, safety, and survival. Even if they don't work, at least we understand them. But destiny, even the word sounds boundless. It comes from your soul essence, a completely different place. When we listen to the guidance coming to us, that is where it is taking us. Let's go. Are you ready to shift into your best life? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, audio products, classes to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific and 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me or schedule a tarot card reading at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Reading is done over the phone or Skype worldwide or in person in the other Washington area, Washington, D.C. And a reading, full reading takes about 60, 75 minutes, includes a summary of everything discussed, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. If you're just tuning in, I'm here talking with my relaxing guest, Stuart L. V. Olson, author of Tao of No Stress. And so we were talking right before the break, getting into more about stress and how it kind of is out of our power, how we feel as if it's out of our power when actually it's not. One thing you were talking about, Stuart, was how stress is clearly the cause of so many things, and yet, and doctors will say that it is such a bad thing, and yet there's still resistance to things such as Qigong, Tai Chi, acupuncture. Can you talk a little bit about that, and is that changing?
Well, first of all, you got to keep in mind there's two types of medicines in the world. One is, you know, when you start getting into the more Eastern or Asian idea, they worked on a level called preventative medicine. And Western medicine is on the curative. And you can look at this kind of from a standpoint of, if you have a garden, you've got to go out and weed it and water it and make sure all the plants get sunlight. That's preventative medicine. Curative is more like you talked about your car. And we treat our health like a car. We drive it until it breaks down, and then we hope we can find somebody to fix it and make it work again. So we don't, in the West especially, we are not that geared for preventative medicine. Now, I'm not one of those that opposes Western medicine. One of the things I think the biggest thing for them is they're great detectors. We go to a doctor's office, and 90% of your visit is them detecting things. And 10%, they might tell you what to do about it. So we live in a kind of a society that is premised on breaking down, which I find really unusual. In old China, they had a thing called barefoot doctors, and it was exactly the reverse of what we do now. What they would do is it was their responsibility to go to a village, examine everybody, and tell them to do things so they can stay healthy. Now, if the person got sick, the doctor would come back and treat them for nothing. In the meantime, during his visitations, he'd be given money, chickens, eggs, whatever, to support his life. But when you got sick, it was the doctor's fault, and therefore he had to treat you for free. And that took a lot of stress out of being sick.
That is true.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. So now, I love that story. So, and stress, is all stress the same? Are there different kinds of stress?
Oh, yes. I mean, well, first of all, Taoism deals with what they call the seven emotions that we go through, like happiness, anger, greed, you know, sorrow, fear, love, and lust. All of those things create anxiety, which can lead to stress. Meaning, let's say you are, you know, Taoism looks like happiness as like catching a cold. We get it and then we lose it. We feel sad or grieved or sorrowful about losing it. But every emotion of these seven basic ones that I named off can create a stress and can cause an illness, such as anger harms our liver. And so people that are in a, like a constant state of anger end up with liver problems, and which then again is more stress because you got to get that fixed. So Taoism, it isn't, they're not saying emotions are bad. What they do again is, excuse me, they revert it to like the idea of when you, you know, when you see an adolescent. I know like my son, when he was, you know, like 3-4 years old, he could get really upset about something and cry, but then I could do one thing and it would change and he'd be automatically into laughter. And so children don't hang on to emotions. We as adults, excuse me, hang on to it sometimes a whole lifetime. We can be angered about somebody or something, and we can hold that anger for a lifetime.
Yeah, you'll often see kids in sports teams, and they are going after, they're ready to beat each other up. But then at the end of the game, they all go out for pizza together. Yeah. Whereas as an adult, we tend to remember, you know, and then we choose. Again, it's in your book, you which is Tao of No Stress, which I highly recommend. In your book, you talk about kind of bringing that stress to the surface instead of just kind of pushing it down so it can be dealt with, because so often we kind of hold on to it out of choice unless we kind of bring it up to the surface to say, can we release it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, if you think of things, you know, again, I'll go back to your intro. Even when you talk about, you know, because we're going through it right now in this country, you know, there's a great deal of stress about politics.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, everybody should just keep in mind that politics is like a snake eating itself. everything disappears. Everything changes. We really shouldn't allow our lives to be ruled by such emotions because they harm us. You know, it's like when I have to lecture on Taoism, one of the first things I say about it, it's, you know, I have to explain this a little bit, but it's actually antisocial, meaning the idea of being by yourself, you know, the character for an immortal, you know, their high stage, shows a person up in the mountains. That's what the character means. And, you know, they discovered that, you know, this kind of constant networking and, you know, being around people. Excuse me one minute.
Oh, no worries. Got some water.
Yeah, I did.
It's interesting because we're in a society where, again, no matter the belief structure, we're constantly deluged with news that we choose to read and absorb and then project worry and fear and on it, which then just kind of comes back at the self and impacts us physically, emotionally, and spiritually in all in all elements.
Yeah, that's why, you know, Taoism is probably one of them, if you think about it in terms of a religion, is the most accepting. It does not get into degrading people of other beliefs. Never has, never will, because they're just seeing everybody is on a path, and that just happens to be the one they're on. So it's really a question of when we learn to accept things in the world, even our stress, if we learn to accept it and see for what it is, we are no longer really that affected by it. You know, it's like my teacher used to tell me. He said most people walk around the world like they, you know, like when you were a teenager and you had your first boyfriend or girlfriend. And you're just full of stresses about losing what you have. And it causes us a great deal of trouble. And Taoism is basically trying to say, look, it, you know, just if you can just sit or stand or lay down and just breathe from your lower abdomen for a while, it all kind of goes away. You know, that thing that they talk about all the time in breathing from your lower abdomen. Well, that happens to be where the umbilical cord was attached when you were in your mm-hmm. mother's womb. It's the very center of your being. It's, you know, our our whole center of being is in our lower abdomen. And when we learn to live there more than in our head, life gets simpler, much simpler.
I absolutely. And although that raises a whole other series of stress, because I know Pilates, that we're told to breathe differently than in yoga. And I know that's different yeah. from Tai Chi. So, but it's all good. And it's like any breath you take is, as you say, because that is connected with that core of life, can help. And in fact, we're going to just take our last break. When we come back, I want to share, have you share some of the, some tools that are in people's power to reduce stress, either preventatively or as a way of kind of mitigating some of the effects that stress has taken. So we're going to just take our last quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class, or the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now. So please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us. Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live?
If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, teacher and author of Tao of No Stress, as well as plenty of other books, Stuart Elvy Olson. You can find more about my guest. Also, there's information about, there's books, DVDs, as well as teaching opportunities from him, through his website, which is valleyspiritarts.com or sanctuaryoftao.org. And Tao is spelled T-A-O. So right before the break, we're talking more about what we can do to alleviate stress, because we've all got it. We know it's not good for us. And yet for people who are listening to the show and they're saying, okay, well, what can I do today to practically to help relieve stress? What would you offer them?
Well, first of all, I would tell anybody going through any type of stressful situation to take a step back and just, I know this sounds oversimplified, but it's really quite true. If you just direct your mind to start and focus on your breath coming from your lower abdomen. That's where it was when you were an infant. And we didn't have stress when we were an infant. And so it's kind of like a total recall thing, to bring ourselves back to this place where there was no stress. Now, keep in mind, the majority of stress is self-created. It's self-induced. Partially because we put ourselves in the position of that stress, whether we're talking about money or love, et cetera. So it's really just, you know, it's so simple. It's practically impossible to discover on your own, which mm-hmm. I think is really a unique thing. But if we learn to just focus our breath, just breathe low for a while, you'll find that the body starts calming down. The other thing, you know, there's the magic to this, if you will, is basically our perception of what we're being stressed about. And, you know, and there's so many situations of how we develop stress. It's impossible to cover them in this short period of time. You need a lifetime to do that. But the thing about it is that we, for the most part, have produced it ourselves. And if we know that, if we can start seeing within ourselves, you know, like just take an example that somebody going through a divorce and they're all stressed out about that divorce. Well, first and foremost, really try to understand that, you know, you created the marriage. You created problems within the marriage. You know, it does no good. Taoism never sees the point in, for the most part, of blaming your situation on other people or the world. It's your doing. You're the one that decided to have these thoughts. And when we bring our breath low into our abdomen, those thoughts start to subside. And we have to, you know, we can do this through breathing. In my book, I talk about six healing sounds. It's a very old tradition in Taoism about using sound to help calm down not only our mind, but to help generate healing within the five internal organs. All of these are very useful things. I translated a book by a guy that called Li Ching Yuan, who basically, from what we can gather, he lived to be 250 years old. And aside, you can read the book to see the evidence of that. But the context of what he was talking about, why he lived so long, he said is because he had a calm mind, that he did not let all these affairs of the world bother him. And he tried to stay away from them because they are basically what harm us. And
I just want to kind of just clarify, though. Like, if a person is going through a rough time based on, say, the marriage or something that is connected with other people, you're not saying kind of just there's blame on the self, but rather it's what choices you make onto whether or not you hold on to the the stress that comes about from it. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that. I also want to kind of just underscore and see if you can just quickly talk to this before we close about hope, because, you know, if you're in a situation, and we've all been in there, where perhaps stress has led to the situation, or we're just in this challenging place, it's not hopeless because we didn't do all the right things ahead of time. There's still ability to heal the self and to make things better going forward from the body. Can you talk to that just very, very briefly? And then we're going to have to close.
Yeah, well, Taoism, one of its predominant words it uses is restore. There is nothing in your life that can't be restored. Whether it's, you know, bad actions or bad health, bad relationships, everything can be restored. And it's done through you. You know, we're sometimes so external. We're always trying to find an external answer to something, when really, going back to what I said, you know, there's no such thing as a miracle, just an unknown law. Well, if we really examine the things that have happened to us, you know, I've known people that have cured their cancer by just simply laying down and visualizing like a little Pac-Man guy going through and eating it up. I've watched this with melanoma cancer and even lung cancer. And I'm not sitting here trying to validate all of that. What I'm getting at is our mind is capable of taking care of anything. But we have to change our mind. We have to change habits. So, yeah, if you're a smoker, well, quit smoking and you'll get rid of the cough. It's not rocket science. You know, our lungs within 2 years will heal from smoking. They'll be back to being perfectly pink again. There's a number of things. Yes, some diseases and illnesses are more serious than others. But the context of it is the healing, the real healing takes place inside of ourselves. You can rely on pharmaceuticals and all these things as much as you want, but they're not the total answer. And
I love it. I'm so sorry to kind of cut you off there, but I love that message, because you're not saying anything negative about again, that Western philosophy, but there's also some other things that we can now incorporate into our practice for healing and hope. I can't believe this hour has just shot by so fast. Will you come back?
I would be happy to.
Happy to. It has been so, thank you. It has been wonderful talking with you. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our stress release show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you all for being here. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do the show each week
and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.